भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Okay, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, Text 33. Iti te bihitam tata yathedan manupruchasi nanyad bhagavatah kinchit bhavyam sadasadatmakam इति ते विहितं तात यथेदम् अनुपृच्छसि नान्यद् भगवतः किञ्चित् भाव्यं सदसदात्मकम् इति ते विहितं तात यथेदम् अनुपृच्छसि नान्यद् भगवतः किञ्चित् भाव्यं सदसदात्मकम्। इति ते भिहितं तात यथेदम् अनुपृच्छसि भाव्यं सत्सदात्मकम्। इति ते भिहितं तात यथेदम् अनुपृच्छसि नान्यद् भगवतः किञ्चित् भाव्यं सदसदात्मकम्। इति ते भिहितं तात पृच्छसि नान्यद् भगवतः किञ्चित् आत्मकम्। इति ते भिहितं तात अनुपृच्छसि नान्यद् भगवतः किञ्चित् भाव्यं सदसदात्मकम्। इति ते भिहितं तात यदयतम् अनुपृच्छसि नान्यद् भगवतः किञ्चित् భావ్యం సదసదాత్మకం. ఇతి దస్ తే అంటు యు అభిహితం ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ తాత మై డియర్ సన్ యథా యాజ్ ఇదం ఆల్ దీస్ అనుపృచ్ఛసి యాజ్ యు హ్యావ్ ఇన్క్వైర్డ్ నా నెవర్ అన్యత్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ భాగవత బియాండ్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ కించిత్ నథింగ్ భావ్యం టు బి థాట్ ఎవర్ సత్ కాజ్ అసత్ ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆత్మకం ఇన్ ద మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శీల ప్రభుపాద్కి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ మై డియర్ సన్ whatever you inquired from me I have thus explained unto you and you must know for certain that whatever there is either as cause or as effect both in the material and spiritual worlds is dependent on the supreme personality of Godhead Purport the complete cosmic situation both in the material and in the spiritual manifestations of the energies of the Lord is working and moving first as the cause and then as the effect. But the original cause is the supreme personality of Godhead. Effects of the original cause become the causes of other effects, and thus everything, either permanent or temporary, is working as a cause and effect. And because the Lord is the primeval cause of all persons and all energies, He is called the cause of all causes. As confirmed in Brahma Samhita as well as in the Bhagavad Gita, the Brahma Samhita 5.1 affirms, ఈశ్వరః పరమ కృష్ణ సచ్చిదానంద విగ్రహ అనాదిరాదిర్ గోవింద సర్వకారణ కారణం. అండ్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత 10.8 ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ అహం సర్వస్య ప్రభవో మత్తః సర్వం ప్రవర్తతే ఇతి మత్వా భజంతే మాం బూధాభావ సమన్వితః. సో ద ఒరిజినల్ ప్రిమివల్ కాజ్ ఈజ్ విగ్రహ, ద పర్సనల్ అండ్ the impersonal spiritual effulgence Brahma Jyoti is also an effect of the supreme Brahman, Brahmanno hi pratishtaham, Lord Krishna. Om agyana timirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతాన్ సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితాంస్తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమామి విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీ నితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं हरे कृष्ण. सो आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग glorifying Lord for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So in chapter 5th, towards the start, Narad Muni had asked, you know, a couple of questions to Brahmaji. And this chapter 6th, like the chapter 5th, rest of the part, and chapter 6th is answer to that. So the main questions which Brahmaji had asked, Narad Muni, thank you, had asked was, my dear father, please describe factually the symptoms of this manifested world. What is its background? How is it created? How is it conserved? And under whose control is all this being done? And then the other part of question was, my dear father, what is the source of your knowledge? Under whose protection are you standing? And under whom are you working? What is your real position? Do you alone create all entities with material elements by your personal energy? So these were main questions by Narad Muni, and Brahmaji very nicely has explained till now the answers, and this is kind of, she's summarizing it, you know. Now, okay, this is, you know, this is it. So in today's verse, he's very affectionately, he's calling, you know, Tata, you know, my dear son. He's not angry, you know, or anything. It's very affectionate, saying Tata, you know, there's my dear son. Therefore, whatever you have inquired, thus I have explained. And he's giving conclusive truth. What he's saying? You must know for certain that whatever there is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's the essence of all his understanding. So in today's discussion, we'll see two points mainly. First, if Krishna is cause of all causes, then do we have free will? And then the second thing we'll discuss, how Krishna is person. These two main points Prabhupada is explaining. So generally, when we, you know, somebody says that, you know, okay, Krishna is cause of all causes, then one may think, okay, then everything is, you know, destined, right? You know, already it's there, so why I should be, you know, held responsible? Or somebody may think that, anyway, if God is only doing everything, you know, Do I have even a free will to do anything? There was an interesting case in India wherein there was a serial killer, and then when he was caught, he went to court and then he said, you know, actually Paramatma was guiding me, you know? I'm not responsible, you know? That was his philosophy, you know, in the court. So, we see that philosophy can be very easily misunderstood to one's own, for one's own purpose by using this, you know, Krishna is cause of all causes. Anyway, Krishna is doing it. You know? Anyway, I am not the doer. You know? But no. Krishna very clearly explains that yes, he is the cause, But we are the ones who are responsible for our actions. And we do have free will. So, the example given is that of a rain and crops. So, the cause of all the vegetation, all the crops, is rain. Without rain, can there be any crops? Can there be any trees, plants? No. So, we can very affirmatively say that rain is a cause of all vegetation. But does the rain decide what will grow? Does the rain decides that whether a tree will grow or rice paddy will grow or vegetables will grow or grass will grow or some weed will grow? No. Though the rain is responsible for all vegetation, what vegetation will grow? The rain is not responsible. So same way, though Krishna very clearly is, Brahmaji is saying, Sarva Karana Karanam. So is Krishna cause of our own misfortune? No. We are cause of our own misfortune. Yes, Krishna in one sense is a cause of whole creation, but then he is not the one who is deciding how we should behave. So Krishna wants all the living entities. So Krishna initially, Eko Bahushyam, he created all the living entities for his enjoyment. But then how the living entities should behave, Krishna gave them a free will. Because without free will, there cannot be love. I cannot take a gun and point to someone and say, hey, you love me. He may say, oh, I love you. But that won't be a love, alright? That's a force thing. So same way, Krishna wants all living entities to love him. And for that, he has given a free will. But do we have supreme free will? No. Our free will is limited. So there are a couple of examples given. If a horse is tied to a pole, does horse has a free will? Yes and no. Yes means he has a free will. Like if a horse has a 10 feet rope, he can do whatever he wants within the circle of that 10 feet. He can jump, sit, dance. But can he go after 10 feet? No. Right? So he said that the sky is like an upside down bowl. And the air is freely circulating. This comes in Bhagavad Gita, example. So, does air has a free will? Yes, air can go anywhere and everywhere. But can it go beyond the sky? No. So, same way, does Jivatma has a free will? Yes. But can he do whatever he wants? No. Our free will is limited. So, the point is, Krishna has given us a free will. Though he is cause of all causes, he has given all of us free will, but our free will is limited. And that free will is responsible for our destiny. So, we had discussed this example I have a free will to purchase a ticket. But once I purchase a ticket, where I will go, that destiny is fixed. If I purchase ticket for Vrindavan, I cannot expect to go to Mayapur. Because my destiny is going to be Vrindavan. But even during that destiny, particular time, wherein my destiny is fixed, how I behave, that will determine my future destiny. So, though Krishna is cause of all causes, we always have a free will. And Krishna never takes our free will to become his devotee. So, it's like, they say, midlife crisis, So, what happens is, after practicing devotional service for a couple of years, because of offenses, because of inattentive chanting, our taste, initial taste, you know, it goes down. And then what happens? Say anyway, you know, Krishna wants, you know, this to happen in my life. What should I do? So we become lax in our own devotional service. And whom do we put blame? Sarvakarana karanam. Krishna. You know. Because he is only, and then we have authoritative scriptural quotes, you know. Brahmaji is saying he is cause of all causes. So how can't he be cause of my fall down? So at the end of the day, you know, we put blame on Krishna and we do whatever we want. But no. Krishna has clearly said, though I am the cause of all causes, I am the initial cause, but later your choices are the ones which will determine your destiny. So that is the first point, like, you know, about Sarvakarana Karanam. And then the another point is Prabhupada is such an amazing thing. Like Prabhupada is quoting the first verse from Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, you know, Amatta Sarvam Pravartate. And then Prabhupada is saying the original primal cause is Vigraha. Prabhupada never leaves a opportunity to beat Mayavadis, you know. He is again saying that, yes, you know, he is Satchidananda Vigraha. He has a form. So Prabhupada is saying, look, the Mayavadis, they say that, you know, Lord is this impersonal Brahma Jyoti. So that's its effect. But what is the cause of that effect? He is a person. Now the biggest debatable point among scientists and spiritualists is how the source of the origin of this universe, right? How it is originated. So now just see, there are these two cases. A first case, and then both cases, both of these theories, they make, we need to put a faith. So we have to just decide whom to put faith on. So at one place, we have a theory which says that there is a infinitesimal point, that's very, very small, of infinite density, and which exploded by some reason. And from that explosion, Big Bang, came this universe. And then there is another theory which says that there is a beautiful person who is all intelligent, who has all six opulences, and he has created it. So now science also demands us. So this is the first theory about the Big Bang theory. That is what scientists, they say. That also demands us to put faith. They only say this is scientifically cannot be verified. It is logically cannot be even ascertained. Scientists, they say that. But what they say? You put faith on that. At what? One day, from some reason, some bang happened and this beautiful universe came. And then the spiritualist, they say, there is a nice, beautiful person. He's very intelligent. He has created. What makes sense? Where to put faith? What is more sensible? Forget about whole philosophy and everything. Just a common sense. A person has to put a faith either on a science or on scriptures. What is more reasonable? Right? So if some students, university students is, you know, speaking about this, we can ask this. And if he has even little reasoning, he'll naturally say that the theory about a person creating a universe makes more sense. Because we have never seen something coming out of a bang. You know, it has not happened that, you know, Chirag Prabhu, you know, bumped his SUV on Govinda's and, you know, nice restaurant came up. You know? No, they have to work hard, right? So we have not seen any, in our practical experience, anything coming out of a bang. Then how can we assume, you know, how is it scientific to believe that this whole complex universe has come from a bang? But it's more sensible to believe that a person has created. So that is the second point, you know, Prabhupada is talking about, that he is a Vigraha. So these two points, you know, mainly that, you know, Krishna is the cause of all causes and we are, you know, his, like, sorry, and then he's a person. So these two main points Prabhupada is stressing. Now, if you see all these verses, they are pretty technical in that sense, right? We feel pretty much dizzy, actually, even while reading. But the acharyas, they are so intelligent. They put the same philosophy in a nutshell, in the form of Vaishnava songs, which are easy to understand, and we don't feel even, sleepy while singing them. And at the same time, they are to the point. So there is a nice prayer by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which summarizes this whole section, actually. The couple of verses which we are discussing, he summarizes this whole. So we'll just read that. And then we'll have a nice prayer by Kulashekhar Maharaj. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajan, Tumi Sarveshwara Vajendra Kumar. So there are six types of surrender. So Rakshasi Diti Vishwaso. What is the start of that verse? To depend on mercy of Krishna, go through Tevar and nice. So it comes under that, that Krishna is always protector. So I'll just read this. Tumi Sarveshwareshwara Brajendra Kumara Tomara Ichhaye Vishve Srujana Samhara. So he's saying that you are Sarva Ishwara Ishwara Sarveshwara, that son of Maharaj Nanda, you are the cause of all causes, you are the Lord of all lords, you are the master of all the Ishwaras. Tomara Ichhaye Vishve Srijana Sanghara, that by your desire there is a Srijan, there is a creation and destruction. Tava Ichhamato Brahma Korena Srijana, Tava Ichhamato Vishnu Korena Palana. So by your desire, Brahma, who is speaking, he is doing creation. Brahmaji is explaining, I am the secondary creator, and he told all this. And Tava Ichhamato Vishnu Korena Palana. Lord Vishnu, he is doing maintenance by your desire. Tava Ichhamate Shiva Korena Samhara, Tava Ichhamate Maya Sruje Karagara. By your desire, Lord Shiva is doing destruction, and by your desire, Maya Devi, she is maintaining this whole prison house. So again, here the same point. Krishna is cause, he has desired, and therefore everything is happening, The same point, here what Brahmaji is mentioning. Michem Tava Ichchama Te Jiver Janama Marana Samruddhi Nipate Dukha Sukha Samghatana. According to your will, living entities take birth and die. According to your will, they meet the prosperity and ruin, happiness and sorrow. Sarvakarana karanam. Same point, mentioning. Miche maya baddha jiva ashe pashe phire tava ichha bina kichu korito na pare. The tiny soul bound up by maya vainly struggles in the fetters of the worldly desire. Without your sanction, he is unable to do anything. Tumi to rakshika ara palaka amara tumara charana bina ashana hi ara. Now he is praying that, O Lord, you are the only protector and maintainer. Except for your lotus feet, there is no other hope for me. Now tomorrow's verse, it speaks about lotus feet, It's about, Krishna's feet. Nila Nijabala Cheshta Prati Bharasa Chadiya Tumara Ichhayachi Nirbhaya Koriya. No longer confident on my own strength and endeavor, I have become solely dependent on your will. Srila Prabhupada also, while coming on Jaladuta, he was saying, Nachayo, nachayo, Prabhu, nachayo se mate, that, make me dance as per your will. So that's the devotee's, you know, surrender, because he understands Krishna is, you know, the cause. Bhakati vinoda ati dina akinchana tomara ichchaya tara jivana marana. Bhakti vinod is most poor and his pride has been leveled. Now in accordance with your will, he lives and dies. So here, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is praying that, like, you know, anyway you are cause of all causes, so please direct my life as well. So be the captain of my ship in that. So very nice prayer. So on similar lines, King Kulashekhar, he writes a beautiful prayer in Mukundamala Stotra, you know. Krishna Rakshatino Jagatraya Guru Krishnam Namadvam Sada Krishne Nakhila Shatravo Vinihata Krishna Yatasmain Namaha Krishna Deva Samuttitam Jagaditam Krishna Sidasosmeham Krishna Tishtati Vishwameta Dakhilam He Krishna Rakshaswamam. So, in this beautiful prayer, again, he is, you know, it has two. There's, first of all, of course, devotionally is very surcharged, but if we see in the literal sense, in Sanskrit language, there are seven ways you can call a person. And he has very beautifully used all the seven in this, you know. They call Prathama, Dvitiya, you know, Tritiya, till, you know, Saptami and Sambodhan. So, it's a very ornamental, you know, like in English we have this metaphors and similes like that, right? Very beautiful verse. So, here he is saying, Krishna Rakshatino Jagatraya Guru. That, oh, Lord Krishna, you are the Jagat. All, you are the spiritual master of all the three worlds. Krishna Rakshatino Jagatraya Guru Krishnam Namadvam Sada Krishne Nakhila Na Akhila Shatravo. For you there is no enemy, you know. Krishne Nakhila Shatravo Vinihata Krishna Yatasmen Namaha. You know, I offer my obeisances to Lord Krishna. Krishna Deva Samuddidam Jagaditam Krishna Siddhasosmeham. I am servant of Lord Krishna, you know. Krishna Deva Samuddhitam Jagaditam Krishna Siddhasosmeham. Krishne Tishtati Vishwameta Dakhilam. On whom the whole world is resting. Again, the same point, you know, Krishna is mentioning in this verse. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, you know, that the whole, I am the cause of all causes, the whole world rests on me. So, same point, you know, Krishna Rakshatino Jagatraya Guru, Krishnam Namadvam Sada, Krishne Nakhila Shatravo Vinihata, Krishna Yatasmen Namaha. Krishna Deva Samuddhitam Jagaditam Krishna Siddhasosmeham Krishne Tishtati Vishwameta Dakhilam He Krishna Rakshaswamam. O Krishna, please protect me. So to summarize, we saw that how Brahmaji has answered the questions which Narad Muni asked in last chapter, and then these are the summary verses, and then the essence of all his answers, he is saying that whatever it is, Krishna is the cause of all causes. And then we saw that though Krishna is the cause of all causes, still he won't take our free will from us. So, though he is the cause of all causes, we are responsible for our actions. We cannot blame for our spiritual difficulties on Krishna, saying that, you know, he is the cause of all causes. So, we saw the example of rain and vegetation. Rain is cause of all vegetation, but which vegetation grows where? That rain is not the cause. And then after that we saw that how we have a free will, but our free will is limited. We saw two examples. One is that of a horse tied to a rope. He can move only in that dimension. And another one, the air in the sky. And then the next point Prabhupada was mentioning about that how Krishna is person. So though the Brahma Jyoti, Mayavadis, they say, so Prabhupada says that it's the effect, it's not the cause. The cause is the person. And then we saw that science demands faith on answers to questions like origin of universe. The scriptures also demand faith. What is more reasonable? To put a faith on a point which is undescribable, unimaginable, unverifiable, unscientific, or to put a faith on a person who is a full of six opulences and all intelligence, who is capable of creation. So that shows that it's more logical to believe that Krishna is the, you know, the theory of creation, you know, which is mentioned in scriptures. And then we saw that how the acharyas, they summarize all this difficult philosophical aspect. Very nice song. We saw the Bhaktivinoda Thakur song. And then we discussed the prayer of Kulashekhar Maharaj. So, so let's, we all pray that may Lord Krishna, you know, protect us as Kulashekhar Maharaj is requesting. So we stop here. Any questions, comments? Yes, Mother? Yeah. Yes. Is getting mic, I guess. Okay, no, I'll repeat. Yeah.
So this person said that an ordinary father with children will make sure that nothing will be create any trouble to his children because they're innocent. So free will in children, let's say that we are children, adults, but still children spiritually. So how will you answer that? You know, because we say the cause of all causes, he knows everything, and yet there are many things there that we do the wrong choice. We say our free will, but we're talking about children who are like 2 years old, 3 years old. How could you explain that?
So the question is, even an ordinary father, he knows what is good for his children and he, you know, makes sure he does that. Now Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he knows past, present, future, and then we are all his children. Then why don't Krishna, you know, why don't Krishna protect us? That's the question, right? That's correct? Yeah. So the thing is that even in this world, we see that though many parents want their kids to be in good association, they misuse their free will and they go into bad association. Many times, despite telling many things and many giving nice counseling, still the children go to the wrong path. Are the parents responsible for that? No, because they told them. Of course, if they have told them not to do, then they are not responsible. So, yeah, if some parents have already told them, then they are not responsible. They have given them facility. They have given them knowledge. But after a certain time, they cannot force. A 2-3 years kid, we can control. Can we control a 16 years kid? Forget about 16, even 10 years. No. They'll do what they want, especially in this country. In India, you know, even till our, you know, we became older, we used to get beatings from teachers and, you know, parents. Here we cannot do that. You know, the free will is given to the utmost. You know. So though Krishna knows past, present and future, he always, and he sees that, you know, these people are misusing. Therefore, what happens? He takes sannyas. He leaves home, becomes sannyasi to preach Krishna consciousness, to bring fallen souls, you know, back. He sends his powerful devotees like Prabhupada, who, you know, came to the most difficult places wherein, like, you know, this, where Prabhupada preached, the hippie movement, they're all the kids who did not wanted to listen to their parents. And then Krishna sent his devotees to again, you know, bring them back. So Krishna gives facility, Krishna gives knowledge, and at the same time, if the people are still not listening, Krishna many times forcefully sends his devotee or himself goes and brings them back. But one thing is there, Krishna never leaves any soul who is not listening to him. What is that word? One who doesn't listen. What they call in English? Stubborn, yeah. Any stubborn fellow. Krishna said, you know, one may say, you know, I want to rot in hell. Krishna says, fine, I'll come with you. And from there, he'll bring back as a Paramatma slowly, slowly, slowly. We cannot do anything which will make Krishna leave us. You know, Krishna unconditionally loves us. Only problem is when we do some nonsense, you know, Krishna has to give us slaps. And so that way, you know, we have to suffer. But that doesn't mean that he has left us. As a Paramatma, he is still there. And through the agency of his devotees, he is still trying to get us back. In the Gopkumara story, we know that Krishna says, you know, I was been waiting for you. So it's the case with all of us. Till the time the last soul is here, Krishna as the father, he doesn't feel happy. In Bhagavad Gita, it says that those people who perform austerities, which are not mentioned in scriptures, that, you know, sitting on one leg, you know, and then, you know, not eating and cutting the flesh, the demons. It says that it tortures Paramatma. Paramatma doesn't feel happy. Why this guy is, you know, doing like this? Why? Because there's that, you know, all-loving father. The problem with not him, he is always there. Problem is with we misusing our free will. So we can tell, like whoever is arguing that, you know, he is always with us as a Paramatma. Problem is we are not listening to him. He has given us all facility, all knowledge, all association. It is said we just have to desire, I want to be devotee. Krishna will make everything else fall in place. Within like this, you know, like this. So does that answer? Yes, bro. Yes, yes, please. Oh,
when Sachin Roy was asking that, Prabhu was asking that question, he kept mentioning parents and children. Okay, well, you know, children are different ages. You might put a 2-year-old in a playpen, right? Because, you know, he really has to be protected. But you're not going to put a 12-year-old in a playpen. Right, 12-year-old, you'll explain to him, hey, don't do this, but don't do that, because that's, you know, it's a child still, 12-year-old. But that's so in the same way, you know, okay, why doesn't Krishna protect? He's protecting us, as you said, he's protecting us in the form of, you know, we're 12-year-old has some intelligence. He's giving us intelligence, but he's, you know, we have that free will, so he's not gonna doesn't interfere with that, but he, you know, gives knowledge, he gives intelligence from within. And if that doesn't work, you know, from without, there's the scriptures, there's the spiritual master. So it's not like it's not fair. It's fair. We're not get, you know, Krishna's not just, actually, I just remember this passage from the chapter summary of in the seventh canto. Prabhupada says, the Lord is present in everyone's heart as the super soul to give the living being protection and all benefits. Thus the Lord acts sometimes as the killer and sometimes as the protector. And here this is the point. One should not accuse the Lord for any discrepancies. It is his plan that we see varieties of life within the material world. All of them are ultimately his mercy. So you, just like you pointed out, you can't accuse a parent for discrepancies of the 12-year-old. 12-year-old's old enough. You know, you explain something to a 12-year-old, he's got to get it. You know, if he doesn't get it, it's his fault, not the parent's fault. And then when he gets himself in trouble as a result of not listening to his parents, you can't accuse the Lord of any discrepancies, that he brought that on upon himself. He didn't listen to his parents. But then he gets a chance to reform. That's all the different species of life and like that. You know, Krishna puts us in conditions, but he's giving us, he never leaves us. He's always giving us a chance to reform. Anyway, Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your class, Prabhu. You were talking about faith and the different types of faith, the different people. I was just thinking about how in Bhagavad Gita it explains, and the reason that we're up against such an obstacle with people not being able to see reality, really, which is what it boils down to, thinking that the world can be created from an explosion is ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. But people can't see it because everyone's under the mode. And when people are under the mode of ignorance and passion, especially under ignorance, they see what's white as black and black is white. So this is really the problem that we're facing in this time, is that because of ignorance and passion being prevalent, that we have to find a way to upgrade the modes so that people can understand, because they can't understand. You know, they see religion as irreligion and irreligion as religion. Everything's back to front, upside down. So I think, you know, it would be really a good thing for us all to put our brains together, how we can find ways where we can increase the mode of goodness in all forms, in our own lives, and then it will spread out into the world also. And that's my point. Thank you.